Statite meta fobo Theo, acosomento agio evangelio.
Efes maruunt in jefes niucan ebranip shois enteningum, kirie eflogis honic tocata metheun agen evangelium tonagnus ma.
Stand in the fear of God and listen to the Holy Gospel, a reading from the Gospel according to our teacher, St. Matthew, the evangelist and the pure disciple. May his blessings be with us all. From the Psalms of our teacher, David the prophet, may his blessings be with us all. For you, O God, have heard my vows. You have given me the heritage of those who fear your name. So I will sing praise to your name forever, that I may daily perform my vows.
Alleluia.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord God, Savior, and King of us all. Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, to whom is glory forever. Amen. Then one was brought to him who was demon-possessed, blind and mute, and he healed him so that the blind and mute man both spoke and saw. And all the multitudes were amazed and said, "Could this be the Son of David?" Now when the Pharisees heard it, they said, "This fellow does not cast out demons except by Beelzebub, the ruler of the demons." But Jesus knew their thoughts and said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself will not stand. If Satan casts out Satan, he is divided against himself. How then will his kingdom stand? And if I cast out demons by Beelzebub, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore they shall be your judges. But if I cast out demons by the Spirit of God, surely the kingdom of God has come upon you. Or how can one enter a strong man's house and plunder his goods? Unless he first binds the strong man, and then he will plunder his house. He who is not with me is against me, and he who does not gather with me scatters abroad. Therefore I say to you, every sin and blasphemy will be forgiven men, but the blasphemy against the Spirit will not be forgiven men. Anyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man, it will be forgiven him. But whoever speaks against the Holy Spirit, it will not be forgiven him, either in this age or in the age to come. Either make the tree good and its fruit good, or else make the tree bad and its fruit bad. For a tree is known by its fruit. Brood of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure brings forth evil things. But I say to you that for every idle word men may speak, they will give account of it in the day of judgment. For by words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned.
name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. My beloved, today, the third day of the blessed month of Pa'un, and this season, if you go outside, you will see the planting and growing. And we see the trees outside and the fruit land, and there's from the field, we can see the trees starting show their fruit, starting for this in this season outside. If you go, and you will see also in your, if you have like backyard or front yard, you see some trees and leaves, and some of them they have fruit. That's why today the church tried to start to read the gospel from the Matthew 12. And the reading, our Lord Jesus Christ give us like a beautiful and very important lesson. He tells us like that from Matthew 12:33. That tree is known by its fruit. And it's connected to our daily life, saying, out of abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Matthew 12:34. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. This means that the words, that it's not just empty words. Well, when we are talking, it's not just empty words. It is speech connected directly from inside. The heart gives birth to the words that comes out of our mouth. One of the great early church fathers, St. John Chrysostom, he said that the tongue is like a window. When we speak, we reveal the secrets of our heart when we speak. So again, the mouth, it's a window. When I open the window, I speak, it opens the secret of our heart. Reveal the secret of our heart. That's one, when we talk, we reveal what is inside. So we show if our soul is healthy or sick. So when someone speaks, I know his heart from inside. That's why our Lord Jesus Christ gave us a very serious warning about this part. He said, but I say to you, in Matthew 12 again today, but I say to you that for every idle word men may speak, they will give account of it on the day of judgment again. I say to you that for every idle word men may speak, they will give account of it on the day of judgment. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. Matthew 12:36-37. What is the meaning of idle word? In Greek language, when we speak, when we read it from the Greek language, it's agos, which is mean empty, useless, lazy word. That's why, think about how we live many times. For example, when we are angry, especially when we are angry or upset or hurt, with someone, just we talk, we say everything good or bad. We have no control on our words, no control. So when we are hurted, when we are, for example, sad or upset or angry, so we are open our mouth and talk. And when we talk, we have no control on our words, or no words, good or bad. And usually, bad words take over. St. Anthony the Great said, do not speak useless words because they make your heart dirty. Again, do not speak useless words because they make your heart dirty. So we often think that the word disappear in a moment. For example, I say some word and that's it. No. In Jesus Christ, in Matthew 12, he said, every single word God will remember on the day of judgment. A word. He will judge me on my word. That's why Jesus explained that the tongue is not a real problem. The problem is not my tongue. The tongue is connected to inside. It's deeper. A good man out of good treasure of his heart brings forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure. treasure brings forth evil things. So it depends on in what is inside. When I speak a word, it comes from not from my tongue from outside, speak from inside. The heart is full with a spiritual word. I'm really connected to God. I have a deep relationship with God or not. If not, the words coming from outside, empty, useless, idle word. That's why the tongue is just like a bucket drawing water from well. If inside is full of anger, jealousy, pride, bitterness, then the anger and bitterness will come out of the mouth. If I have jealousy inside, the words come outside, jealousy. If there is anger inside my heart, so the words is coming from outside with anger. That's why we can't separate our words from our spiritual life. So the tongue is physically, yes, connected to the mouth, but spiritually it's wired directly to the mind and our heart. Again, I can't separate that. So again, why God give us a tongue? He distinguished us between all, among all the creation. We are different than all the creation. Among all the creation, He distinguished us. We can talk. He gave us the gift of speech, but to share maybe our faith in Him, to pray and worship, to say good words, to show love to one another, to build good relationship, to say something kind and clean. But the problem that we are using nowadays, we are using the tongue as if it's like a knife. We cut everyone. When we use our mouth to praise God, to thank Him, to bless others, our words become beautiful prayer, like a prayer. St. Macarius the Great, he wrote, then that when a person is filled with the Holy Spirit, the words from their mouths bring deep comfort and life to everyone who listens. Again, I repeat it. St. Macarius the Great, he said, when a person is filled with the Holy Spirit, the words from their mouth bring deep comfort and life to everyone who listens. That's why the words, when I say words, it's build or destroy. One word. One word only I can say it build, and one word only I can say it can destroy. To build, maybe a word of comfort, kindness, help. To destroy, word of gossip, hatred, and judgment. I have to take care of my word. That's why, again, if my heart is full from love of God, the words bring good fruits. That's why we, the church, connect now between the fruit from the trees in the season and the fruits coming from the trees real in my, from my heart. Even if I have a short word, very simple, kind word, can bless someone. Even you're like, maybe you are not talking and smiling, but you give comfort to the other. And when you open sometimes your mouth and say something bad, it hurts and destroys the person. So that's why we have to look how much damage, harsh, the word did. And it can wound a person's heart for years, ruin his life. One word can ruin a life of someone. That's why when you have ever noticed, for example, like after you spend an hour, a group together, gossiping, sit down together and talk about people, gossiping, complaining, judging, and after that, let's go to pray. You will never pray. You feel empty. Why? Because it's drained the power, the battery of your spiritual life. Gossiping, judgment, bad word, joking a lot about people, for example, anything like that, you can't after an hour. If you go to the church or you go, for example, to pray, you can't pray. Why? Because it drains the power, drains the battery of your spiritual life. There is no energy and there is no connection to God. Again, The Holy Spirit, it pushes away the Holy Spirit, who is very gentle. The Holy Spirit, they explain that, they try to reveal what is the Holy Spirit, is very gentle and pure. So when we gossip, when we say bad words, when we say, when we are judging the people, are complaining a lot about the people, so the Holy Spirit leaves our heart. Then Ephraim the Syrian said, just like smoke drives away bees. Just like smoke drives away bees. Gossip and foolish joking drive away the gift of God from our heart. The gossip and foolish joking drive away the gift of God from our heart. That's why, because the tongue is very dangerous, so the holy saints loved silence more. They knew a simple truth, which is much easier to stay quiet than to speak a lot. You know, the church knows very well that the child learns how to talk in 2-3 years. And we spend maybe more than 50 years to learn how to keep them silent. 2-3 years to learn how to talk, how to speak, and 50 years to learn how to keep ourselves in silence. That's why Saint Arsenius the Great, who was a teacher of the princes, he said, many times I have felt sorry for the words I spoke, but I have never felt sorry for staying silent. And Saint Arsenius was a great in speech. But actually, he said, many times I have felt sorry for the words I spoke, but I have never felt sorry for staying silent. And some example from the Bible, from the Holy Scriptures. Friends of Job. Job lost his money, his children, his health. He was deep pain. He was in deep pain. And what the friends did with him? They came to visit him, and instead of comforting him, they used the word of judge him. They told him like he must have done something evil to deserve this punishment. Their words became a heavy, painful trial for Job. Sometimes the way the people talk to us is harder to bear than physical pain. That's why one of the main examples how the word kill and destroy the person, friends of Job, they are friends. And instead of comforting him, they add pain for him. That's why St. Paul warning, the Bible, like he tell us that the judgment is belongs to God only. We are not judge of the world. St. Paul says in book of Romans, he said, who are you to judge another servant? Who are you to judge another servant? It's Romans 14:4. He said, and he said, Paul, in First Timothy chapter number 1, verse 15, he said, I am the chief of the sinners. St. Paul, he said about himself, I am the chief of the sinners. That's why he said in Romans, who are you to judge another servant? In the last day, God will ask me about my life, not the life of my neighbor. And St. James, in his epistle, he was very clear. He said in his epistle about the tongue and a very small part of the body, but it can cause huge problems. He says like a tiny rudder that steers a massive ship, or a tiny spark that can burn down a whole forest. If I'm not controlling this small tongue, can ruin the life. So what I should do? If the tongue is very important like that, and speak is very important like that, so how, what I should do? First of all, there's 4 steps. First of all, I have to ask myself, do I really need to speak? If there is no real need, it's better to choose silence. The second, how I thought about my words. Think before you speak. Think. this word is going to the right place, to destroy or to build. I have to think about it. The word is going outside now, to build or only complaining to destroy the other. The third step, I have to ask myself again, are my words comforting? Like speak to help the weak and encourage the sad? Never use the word to bite or mock others. Don't use, for example, words to mock. Don't use the word to complain. Use the words to build, to encourage the other. The fourth one, I have to ask myself, four steps, am I listening? God gave us 2 ears and 1 mouth. And the reason he wants to listen twice, the twice in James in his epistle, first chapter, he said, be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to get angry. And exactly like Jesus Christ, if you look to Jesus Christ in the gospel, short words, short sentences. The woman caught in sin, simply, shortly. He didn't talk, only one sentence, one verse. I do not condemn you, go and sin no more. Changed. Small conversation with Samaritan woman, very short conversation. Changed her whole life. Even after St. Peter denied him, short conversation, he asked him few simple questions. Do you love me? That's it. He didn't complain, he didn't say, I saw you, he didn't say, for example, like, yes, you are, blah, 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 all of that. No, he said only, do you love me? Question of love, and heal his heart. That's why when two people can sitting in the room, one person says just two or few words, few kind words, give the peace to the room. But someone says careless, angry words, for example, fight breaks out immediately. Few words can heal a heart, and few words can destroy the heart and destroy the atmosphere. That's why there is a person is empty. When you feel there is a lot of people, like the people is talking a lot, like and make a noise, is empty person. And when a person is full of God's love, the words became fewer, wiser, and heavier. That's why today, from Matthew chapter 12, the fruit from the trees, the season of we can see outside the fruit, is the same. Like God today asked us to, we ask God to forgive us about what we use our words to hurt sometimes, or to gossip, or to judge. When we see the fruit outside, we see like, can these fruits can be fruits from my heart, good fruits? And asking God to give us the tongue who glorify God, to praise him, to worship him, to make peace between people more, to comfort those who are crying, to show mercy and love to everyone. That's why the prophet David, he said in Psalm 141 verse 3, he said, set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Keep watch over the door of my lips. May God bless us and give us different tongues and fill our heart with his peace, the glory forever. Amen.
We exalt you, worthy. باستحقاق معلي صابت نسيبتك قائلين مباركة أنت في النساء ومباركة هي ثمرة بطنك قارب رزمة بينا ريقون وجد رويس النبت رنت في أوتوكوت
ماريا شما بم فنسو كير تفكان المؤمن عليكم
طب هبب شويس ريقون ونا شويس نيوت نابون سطولوس نمف سبين تاني مان سيتي سنتفكان النوبي ماني بول جفش مروت جف يوت نبجيري لم ببنى ما اصوام تتري اسجيك بول تنوش تمون سنتي اونا
این صوفیه سیبروس خامین کریه لیسون کریه لیسون خنوم اسمی
The Father, the Pantocrator, Creator of heaven and earth, and all things seen and unseen, we believe in one Lord
Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of life, true God, and God, and our Creator, O man, through the Father, and all things are made, who of Christ meant for our salvation, came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit, and the Virgin Mary became man, who is crucified for us in the precious body, and suffered his day on the third day, and also in the death, according to Scripture. He ascended to heaven, and his Father, and his Father,
Es more ne po si.
Oh.